it within yourself to take back control of your mental health and your life. We can go 3 weeks without food, 3 days without water, 3 minutes without oxygen, but we can't even go for 3 seconds without thinking. Preface. Do you ever feel like your brain has just been switched off? Have you ever felt discouraged, unfocused, or overwhelmed? Are there unhealthy patterns in your life or your family that you just can't seem to break? Do you start your day exhausted and depressed? Are you anxious about the future? Are you haunted by your past? Do you feel lost and uncertain? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you're not alone. More and more of us are suffering from anxiety, depression, and burnout. But this doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you or that you have a mental illness. Anxiety, depression, and post-traumatic stress are all ways of describing natural human responses to adversity and the experiences of life. And we all face adversity in many different ways. Challenging events and circumstances are as much part of modern existence as they were part of human history. Calling these mental and emotional responses diseases misses the point entirely. Anxiety, depression, burnout, frustration, angst, anger, grief, and so on are emotional and physical warning signals telling us we need to face and deal with something that's happened to us or is happening in our life. This pain, which is very real, is a sign that there is something wrong. You're in a state of disequilibrium. It's not a sign of a defective brain. Your experience doesn't need to be validated by a medical label. Mental health struggles are not your identity. They're normal and need to be addressed, not suppressed, or things will get worse. Yet, this is often what happens. Modern psychological and psychiatric approaches to mental health, particularly the use of drugs like antidepressants and antipsychotics, don't address the complexity of the human mind. Indeed, they haven't reduced the prevalence of mental health issues. Major depression, for example, has remained around 4% between 1990 and 2010. Population studies indicate that something is going terribly wrong. People ages 24 to 65 are dying 8 to 15 years younger than previous generations from preventable lifestyle diseases. There's a pressing need to change the way we approach healthcare, including mental health. We must shift our focus from a symptom-centered approach to one centered around each person's complex story and unique experiences. This is the approach I've taken in this book. You are uniquely, wonderfully you. Your quest for optimal health and well-being should be just as singular as you are. If there's one thing I have learned from my work in this field, is that we all have to learn how to catch and alter our thoughts and reactions before they become toxic neural networks and habits. How? That's what this book will teach you. In this book, I'll show you how to become the interior designer of your mind and brain in 5 simple steps using the principles of neuroplasticity. In my clinical practice and research, I developed my Switch On Your Brain 5-step learning process, and in the years since, I've continued to research and refine these powerful steps toward healthy mind management, which I now call the neurocycle. In this book, we'll apply the simple, practical, and scientifically researched and clinically applied 5 steps of the neurocycle to such issues as anxiety, stress, and toxic thinking. We'll also learn how to build brain and mind health and resilience. You'll find the 5 steps are sustainable because they'll help you learn how to use your mind and brain in a way that directs the neuroplasticity of your brain to your benefit, improving your mental and physical health in the process. Mental mess is something we all experience often, and it isn't something we should be ashamed of. This is my profession, and I still have to clean up my mind daily. Neurocycling is a lifestyle. The events and circumstances of life aren't going anywhere. People make a lot of decisions every day that affect us all, and suffering of some sort for you and your loved ones is inevitable. That said, I wholeheartedly believe that although events and circumstances